Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is aangeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor Suid-Afrika se landbouuitvoere wat met 10% gestyg het in die tweede kwartaal van hierdie jaar. Maar soos oudergewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuushooftrekke. Landboubedryf ontleeders sê veediefstal in Suid-Afrika neem toe. Volgens Statistiek Suid-Afrika is meer as 61.000 bokke gedurende die 2024-25 boekjaar gesteel. Meer as 37.000 beeste is gesteel, gevolg deur meer as 36.000 pluimvee. Ontleeders doen 'n beroep op verbeterde samewerking tussen die polisie en georganiseerde landbougroepe om die misdaad te stop. Suid-Afrika se rooivleisprodusente word aangemoedig om deel te neem aan die grootste bedryfsopname nog. Die Red Meat Voice 2025 studie bied boere, voerkrale, abattoirs en ander rolspelers 'n platform om uitdagings en geleenthede te deel. Die uitslae sal toekomstige beleid, befondsing en kommunikasie beïnvloed. Die aanlyn opname neem minder as 10 minute om te voltooi en is oop tot 30 September. Soos gewoonlik op 'n donderdag gesels ons met die hoof-ekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, hoe het Suid-Afrika se uitvoere gevaar in die tweede kwartaal van die jaar?
If you look at the second quarter of 2025, the exports were fantastic. They reached $3.71 billion. You think about this $3.7 billion, you compare with last year's same period, these exports are up by 10%.
Wat het hierdie uitvoere aangedryf?
It's probably two parts. One, it's the better production across a whole range of commodities, particularly the different fruits and on the field crops. But also this improvement mirrors the generally attractive commodity prices that are there. So it's a volume factor as well as a value, which is the fact that there are better commodity prices in the world market. All of this assisting and ensuring that South Africa sees its exports in value terms growing by 10%. And I must also give credit to our colleagues at Transnet that are at the ports, because the improvement in exports is not only just the function of better prices and large volumes, but it's also the efficiencies at the ports.
En in termen van producten, wat is die meeste uitgevoer?
If you look into them, you'll see that citrus was at the top, apples and pears, maize, wine, nuts, fruit juices, dates, pineapples, avocados, grapes, and wool were among some of these products. But the list is long. I'm just citing what was at the top when you were thinking about what were the products that dominated the exports in the second quarter of this year.
En na watter streek het ons die meeste uitgevoer?
The African continent remains an important part and the dominant market. About 40% of our agricultural exports go to the African continent, and it's largely maize at the top, maize meal, apples and pears, sugar, fruit juices, wheat, wine, soybean and sunflower oil. Those are the products that you see dominating in that 40%. The EU is the second largest. About 22% of our agricultural exports went to the EU in the second quarter. Citrus, apples and pears, dates, pineapple, avocados, guavas, mangoes, wine, grapes, nuts. So one can argue that close to two-thirds of our agricultural exports go to the EU and the African continent.
En dit was die hoof-ekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, AGBIS, Wandile Sislobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het.
BASF,
die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.